Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. When the soul lives on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said a blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus doesn't only give the spiritual food to the people. He gives all them bread and fish. Imagine, this is is pitiful on us. But many times, we do not ask for anything. You thought we have enough. But sometimes, we need to be humble and ask Jesus His grace, His help, not only for our spiritual growth, but also our material goods. Jesus said, "Ask and will be given." Whatever we have, according to the will of God, all is possible. Jesus, we trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. You are always caring for us spiritually and materially. Thank you, Jesus.